All right, we are live. How's everybody doing here? It's Monday. By the way, I cannot play my theme music right now because I keep getting dinged because it's the beginning intro of Sea Jam Blues by the Oscar Peterson Trio, and apparently they recognize the brush soloing, so I keep getting dinged on Facebook. So I'm going to have to come up with some original music. Actually, maybe Craig Pilo, my guest from Friday, has some original music. I'm going to hit him up. He can give me some theme music for this show. Absolutely. All right. How's everybody doing? It is Monday here in the great city of Chicago. I'm Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and of course the director of programming and entertainment at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, soon to be opening up as soon as all of this fun quarantine stuff ends. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Passover, a little bit belayed Passover, but happy Passover. Hopefully everybody was safe over the weekend, stayed safe, social distanced, and kept everything just family time, probably a lot of Zoom, I would imagine, a lot of people celebrating Easter by Zoom around a coffee table as opposed to what normally usually happens. You know, I was thinking actually over the weekend, I mean, just imagine all the restaurants that were packed during all of the Easter weekend and everything, and it's just dead. I mean, the amount of, you know, this goes so far beyond affecting just the entertainment business, the clubs, the restaurants. I mean, the workforce, it's really incredible. So the faster we get this out of here, the faster everybody can get back to some semblance of normal. So stay safe, I should say. I've only had a half a cup of coffee, so I'm not quite there yet. It's Monday, trying to dial things back up for the week. And, you know, wash your hands and all that. Now, before I bring on, we've got a special guest. We're going to bring on Amanda Capitelli. She is going to be our new correspondent. She's going to be, of course, she's worked for Chicago Jazz Magazine for many years, but she's going to actually pop on every day, I think is the plan. And she's going to be our correspondent and fill us in on who's playing where and what's going on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and also maybe give us some news. So if you have anything coming up, hit us up on Chicago Music Revealed, which is the Facebook page now, or Chicago Jazz Magazine. I think a lot of you are still watching on Chicago Jazz Magazine, which is absolutely fine. We're always going to be on Chicago Jazz Magazine, but Chicago Music Revealed, we are going to be starting to stream over there as well. And so hit us up on both sites, let us know, or leave us a message in the comments, and we will make sure that we try to plug your Facebook Live event. There's been more and more successful events happening. I mean, just with the tip jars and stuff, every once in a while, somebody might make a couple of $100, which helps out a ton these days for all the musicians that are watching. You can totally relate to me on that one. So, without further ado, oh, I almost forgot. My God. Saturday morning, I was on WGN Radio. I don't know how many of you caught that. We're going to have that up later. It'll be on chicagojazz.com. Replay of the interview with Mike Steven, host of Outside the Loop Radio. I was on between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. It was actually about 10 minutes into the show, about 6:10, 6:12 to be exact. Mike Steven and I, we talked all about Chicago music and about how this is kind of hitting the Chicago entertainment industry and the clubs and the restaurants and the clubs and restaurant staff and the festivals and all that. So it was great. WGN is a huge supporter of music, obviously, and culture in the city for over 80, 90 years. And so it was great to be on WGN. And thanks to Mike Steven for the big plug. And I heard from a lot of people that heard that show that are now watching this show, which is awesome. So I heard from them over the weekend. So again, Mike Steven, Outside the Loop, every morning, 6 a.m., every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we're going to put a link up so you can go over there. You can also subscribe to his podcast, OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. He is going to be doing show 705 this coming Saturday. So I was happy to be on 704. But check that out. Good friend. Really a big supporter of music. He's also a great harmonica player. He and I used to be in a band, by the way, together a long time ago. We'll talk about that on Thursday when I have him on the show. So tune in for that. Now, I'm going to bring up Amanda Capitelli, and we are going to be discussing all of the events that are coming up this week on the Chicago scene. And if you have a Facebook Live event or anything like that, please hit us up, leave us a comment. Again, I always preface this. I am the one doing all the tech stuff. I'm the one doing the board. So when something screws up, hit me up. Let me know in the comments if you can't hear something or something strange. We are going to be adjusting some tech stuff this week, so it could get even, maybe hopefully, even better. It could get average. It could get better than average, let's just say. We'll see what happens. I'll probably screw it all up. And also, right after Amanda, we're going to call up Jim Sellers, the great piano player. He's got a new recording out that just came out right before the quarantine happened. So the big CD release and the push and all that stuff got put on hold, but he's got it out. It's for sale on all the streaming platforms, and we can hit all that stuff up. So we're going to bring Jim on in a second, but let's talk to Amanda. Let's see if I can bring her up. Amanda, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can. Can you hear me?
You sound great. You look fabulous at 11:30 in the morning.
Oh, well,
on a Monday.
Thank you. You know,
she's ready to rock and roll.
Every day I'm up and ready at this time, but
the crack.
I am today.
At the crack of noon. All right. So before we get into the gigs that are coming up, why don't we introduce everybody to you? And you, first off, you started working for Chicago Jazz Magazine at some festivals back. Geez, I think it was when you were just getting out of high school, maybe.
Yeah, I just got out of high school. It was 2014, so 6 years ago.
Yep.
And I had met you through a woman that worked at my high school. She was a counselor.
Yes,
her name
Cindy
was Cindy.
Neumeier, right?
Cindy Carmack. I hope she doesn't mind me putting her out there, but she's wonderful.
Cindy Carmack.
And I was actually working at a hair salon in my town. And she came in one day and she asked me how I was doing. And I told her, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm still doing my music and I really like jazz and blues. And she was like, oh, I went to high school with the guy that has his own magazine now. And she's like, I'll give you his contact info or something like that. So I think we connected that week.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you, I think she connected me and then I touched base with you and it just happened to be right around that time when we were starting to do the Hyde Park Jazz Fest. So we're going to
yes.
be on site down there and you happened to be available. So you came down and you worked a couple of days down at the Hyde Park Jazz Fest. And then from there, you've worked the Blues Fest, the Jazz Chicago Jazz Fest, the Chicago Blues Fest. You've sold advertising. You've updated websites. You're also an accomplished vocalist. So you've got everything covered, right?
I'm working on it. No, it's been really fun.
And
so I'm really happy I was at that hair salon.
Yeah, right. Well, see. So
I got to run into her.
Well, so now you're going to be our correspondent here on the Chicago Music Revealed show, and you're going to fill us in on what's happening, because I told you last week, I'm like, you know, if you're into it, for me to go through and find all of the different performances that are happening on live Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or anything like that, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I might miss stuff, basically, right? So then you're like, okay, well, maybe I can kind of peruse stuff and check everything out. And in doing so, I think you're finding some different stuff. And you're also finding and connecting with a bunch of musicians from all genres, which is what we want to do. So why don't we get off to it? Who do you have coming up? What are some preview shows? What should we be aware of that people can stream live in their living rooms during this quarantine?
So I put a message out on Facebook last week and I got a few responses, which was great. I was happy that people weren't scared to reach out to me and let me know what they had happening. I saw that Jeannie Tanner is having a show every Wednesday with Abigail Rickards and Stacey McMichael as a special guest at 7. And then she said she's also doing a show on Fridays at 5. So
that's
out
probably
for her.
That's probably
on and Liz Mandeville is doing a show at 6 p.m. on Thursdays.
Oh, that's her blues cocktail hour, right? That's what she's doing. She's doing the blues cocktail hour, Liz Mandeville.
Yes, blues cocktail hour. And she's also, I don't know if you know, if you're friends with her on Facebook, she's also doing like a yoga thing, which is cool. Not music, but go Liz. I love it. She's great. Liz was actually one of the first musicians that I met in Chicago. So she's great. Check her out. Super nice lady. Super talented. And then Anne and Mark Burnell are going to be doing a show on Thursdays at 7 p.m.
They have a popular show, man. We were watching. I was watching
yes.
it on Thursday. They had like 100 people watching it at one time, you know, and giving suggestions. And then you're able to actually send in some comments and some suggestions to them. And they take requests over the week and then they pop them in and all that. It's kind of cool, actually.
Oh, they're super nice. They're super awesome. Their music is great. Their variety is great. So if you haven't already checked them out, be sure to.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, so that's what we've got so far, but we're gonna peruse some more and see if you can come up with some other ones for tomorrow. And what we're looking for everybody watching this is share this show out, push it out, send it to anybody. As I always say, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, share the thing out. It goes live after this is done, then we put the stream up. So share that out, but share it to all your friends, families, call the grandkids, and tell everybody that they can be updating stuff and sending Amanda the information, because we'll be getting stuff out. Now, Dave Katzman just chimed in. I forgot all about this. Jimmy Johnson is doing every Saturday at 2 p.m. a live stream. Jimmy Johnson's one of those blues legends and a great guy. I interviewed him and met him a couple of times over the years. Super nice guy. So he does this 2 p.m., Dave says. And then John Primer's doing something on Sundays at 4 p.m. Another legend, right? He played with Muddy Waters and he's toured all over the world. So that's John Primer on Sundays at 4 p.m. Those are both in the blues genre, which is great. Thanks to Dave Katzman, who's checking us out. Great guitarist in his own right, and runs a great business, Straight Arrow Productions. And he also does festivals and everything else. So anyway, so there's two more. So we got to make sure we'll hop those on our list too, so we can plug them in together. We
Yes.
get a little closer. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people to connect with us, drop things in the comment line, and then Amanda can follow up and make sure we get it on the list. And just continue to grow this thing and keep that community, grow that community, and keep it together during all of this insanity.
Yeah, so if you know me, or even if you don't personally know me, message me on Facebook, and I would love to hear from you about any shows you're going to be streaming, or even if you know of people that are doing shows that you think are worth looking at, I would love to check them out.
Yeah, well, and they can leave us a comment or they can DM us through here, because you have access to all the messages and stuff that come through
Oh,
the
yeah,
Facebook page and
that
everything else. So,
too.
all right, until tomorrow, Amanda, I appreciate you
Yes.
jumping on, and I think this was a good first start.
Yeah, I think it's going to keep, going along. We're going to get to know everything a little bit better, and this was a nice little first round, I'd say.
I think so too. Now, here's going to be the thing. If I can hang up with you and then I call Jim Sellers without crashing my computer. So, everybody, keep your.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Amanda. Thank you.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
All right. So, let's see if I can do this. All right. So, now we're going to try to bring in Jim Sellers. And Jim is standing by. We tested this out with Jim earlier. He's got a killer studio actually set up. So, it's going to look cool if I can actually get to the point where I can bring him up without crashing the computer. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. We're going to call Jim and see what's shaking on his end and see if I can bring him into the fold. Hopefully everybody's doing well this morning, kicking back. I need some coffee after this thing. I'll tell you what, Monday mornings, man, I got up, I had a bunch of stuff happening. And then from there, we're jumping into the show and we've got some other things going on this afternoon, trying to stay busy. And Jim's not going to answer probably, so then I'm going to have to go the other route. Is he there? Are you? Hey, there you are. All right, let me see if I can bring you up. Hang on one second. This
Hey.
is like this is a good exp. Hey, there you are. Look at that, man. This is Jim. I'm telling you, man, it's getting smoother by the second.
Oh yeah, you getting the
I don't know about that, but it's getting smoother by the second.
it? Yeah.
So what's
As
happening?
long
How
as
are
the
you?
internet holds out.
Say that again.
As long as the internet holds out.
Well, that's the fingers are crossed. There's a lot of moving parts over here right now, so I'm trying to keep things together. So, let's talk a little bit. Jim and I have known each other forever. I think since the 90s we've been playing music together here, there, and wherever. And over the years we've played gigs, and you've been writing a lot of original compositions in most recently, we should say. And you came out with a brand new recording. The brand new recording came out, and then the pandemic hit. I don't know if you had it planned that way or not, but
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
it's part of your marketing strategy. So,
Right.
anyways, why don't we talk a little bit? So, what's the name of the recording? And let's talk a little bit about the process. Like, I mean, what kind of tunes are on? It's all original tunes, right?
Right. Yeah, 100% original compositions. It's called Chicago Sketches, and it looks something like, I don't know if you can see it in the glare, but basically it's kind of like sketches of Chicago, just my experience of living here my whole life. I've got a tune about drawbridges, and I, you know, it's definitely part of the downtown experience to go over the drawbridges downtown.
Yep.
You know, 70s Chevelle, it's kind of like, you know, when I was a kid, a good friend of mine had a 70s Chevelle, and I loved that car, and we, you know, we cruised around Chicago with it, you know, and Lake Effect, and Streetlights and Fireflies, to me, it was kind of a description of a block party that we had on my street one time. And so basically it's all just, they're just like sketches of my experience of living here, with the exception of Marie Laveau, who is the voodoo queen of New Orleans, of course.
So you were like, you're writing, see, I never knew that you were writing tunes, first of all, because we're always playing standards or we're playing gigs and things like that. Like, have you always been writing and composing music?
Yeah, I mean, when I was at, both in, you know, I got my undergrad at Northern and I got a master's in jazz from DePaul. And in both places, I mainly focused on composition. At Northern, it was more like classical composition. I wrote some orchestral pieces that will never get played. And and some other things. But yeah, I've always composed. My first album was House Hour, which I put out in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you then. I don't know if you knew about this because you reviewed it, I believe.
It must have been one of the first reviews that we did, because we started the magazine in 2002. So if that came out in 2000, it would have been early in the magazine lifetime.
Right. No, it wasn't you. That's right. It was this guy reviewed by the Jazz Institute. That's right. But this is a nice album. This is also all original compositions except for Midnight Sun. And Frank Catalano's on this, and Art Davis, and some cats.
Yeah.
The cats.
Well, let's talk a little bit. So are you you're originally from Chicago, and then you went to Northern, and then you went to DePaul. And
yep.
That's kind of the route, right? And then you came back to Chicago, you started playing gigs and you're playing clubs and stuff. That's where we first met, I think. I think the first gig I played with you might have been at the Winter Garden at
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that was a sweet gig for me, because it was four nights a week, and you know, it was great. And had a lot of good experiences there with good old Bob Junguri, who also owned, did you know him? He owned Yvette, he owned Toulouse Cognac Bar, yep. And he owned Yvette on State Street.
Well, I knew him, Yvette's on State Street, because I used to go see, that's where Joe Vito and Frigo were, Johnny Frigo, right on State.
Right.
So I'd be there, and I saw all those guys, and I met all those guys and everything doing that. But I remember playing that gig, but then then you and I would play crazy gigs, man. We'd always get calls for like some, you know, we'd show up and it was like, you know, it was a big band at one point, and it all blurs together. You know how that whole thing goes. And that's kind of the way music and musicians operate, you know, in Chicago, especially back then when you could play, like you were saying, you had a four night a week gig. I remember playing the Plaza Club up in the top of the Prudential Building with Ken Spur on Saturdays. I think you might have subbed in on some of those things over the years, and, you know, just a back and forth, and you just all of a sudden keeps going. But for somebody like you who's writing original music, you know, it's always difficult to put out original music, because, you know, you really need to rehearse with guys. You need to put the stuff together. You need to work on it. You need to grow it as a composition. I mean, what were some of the challenges putting this recording together? Because I remember you and I talking a little bit. You had the tunes and the arrangements and all that stuff written. But I mean, it's one thing to do that, but then it's another thing to go into a studio and have these guys. I mean, you got to rehearse this stuff. You got to put it together somehow, right?
Well, no, but yeah, we did. We actually, oops, I'm going to knock over my computer. The first time we played it was in the studio, and some of these were like first takes, and they were like live, you know, at Shirk Recording, which is a great place. It's just kind of an open layout, so there's a lot of bleed of all the instruments, which is nice because it gives kind of a live sound to it. But what I actually did is, you know, the program Finale. Mm-hmm. I wrote all the arrangements in Finale, and Finale can, you know, you can assign instruments and you can turn it into an MP3 of the computer sounds. So it's not ideal, but it's a pretty detailed soundscape, as it were. Mm-hmm. And I created MP3s and I sent it to all the guys and I said, here's your chart. You know, the sax chart, the trumpet chart, here's your specific chart. Here's the entire arrangement in a PDF. And then here's an MP3 of what it's going to sound like. So you can practice with it. Oh. Please practice with it. Some of them didn't. Some of them did.
I like how you put that in there. Some of them didn't.
Yeah. Some of them did not. Yeah. But like Greg, you know, Greg came in at the very last minute on drums and
Greg Fundus.
Yeah. And I clearly tell that he put a lot of work into it before we walked in there. And I really appreciated that. I mean, he had handwritten notes all over the charts and he, you know, caught every single hit and everything. It was great.
Well, Greg, and who else is on the recording? You had Greg Fundus on drums. Go down the list to talk about who was on the recording.
Yeah. Eric Schneider on tenor and Art Davis on trumpet and Corey Biggerstaff on bass. And I played piano, but I also played a little Wurlitzer, added some Wurlitzer sounds to it in a couple of spots.
Well, and this, I mean, this kind of a recording, it was coming out and you were setting something up at the Jazz Showcase. And then, of course, this whole quarantine situation happened. And so everything got put on hold, but it's available right now. So people can buy it online so they can get it. What is it? Yeah. The Jim Sellers. What is it? Jim Sellers Music? Or what's your URL?
Yeah, Jim Sellers Music.
JimSellersMusic.com. It's up on all the different places, I would imagine, right? Spotify. Right. Apple Music, CD Baby, all those different places so they can pick it up. But
except CD Baby, you know, CD Baby closed their store.
That's right.
You can't buy stuff off of CD Baby anymore. But yeah, Chicago Sketches is widely available anywhere you buy fine music CDs.
That's which is online streaming now.
Right. Online stream, you're right. Yeah.
That's it. And since you know, we have this entire situation happening where all the clubs are closed and everything's closed right now. You're doing a live Facebook live thing on a regular basis, basically. I mean, I see you sitting there by a piano similar to that one, and you're drinking wine and you're playing piano. So are you doing this regularly? Like, is it every day at a certain time, every couple times a week, or what's the schedule on this?
I'm still trying to figure it out, but I've been advertising it as Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And my wife's like, why don't you do it every day? And I'm like, you know, no, it's too much. But it's great to keep playing and feel like I'm still connecting to some people who like to come out and see me and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's kind of the nature of the whole situation, you know, I mean, that's why I started this show. I mean, it's like, you've got to keep connecting with everybody, because when this whole thing is over, if you don't, and all of a sudden 60, 90, 120 days go by and nobody has seen Jim Sellers anywhere, it's going to be like out of sight, out of mind. So I think that utilizing and taking advantage of the fact that everybody's stuck inside and they're able to have access to social media is going to help a lot of people reach a larger audience, which I think is what you're doing.
I think so. There are more and more new people who are watching my show, if you call it that.
Yeah.
And And that's great. And it's, but you know, for me, it's like a non-paid gig, so I get to do whatever I want to do. And so I always throw in one of my original compositions, and I try to do some less standards. You know, I'm not going to just play Girl from Ipanema every time, though I love Girl from Ipanema. I could play it all day long, but I don't get a chance to play other things, you know, like Gloria's Step or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Which I haven't done yet. I got to do that one. That's a good one.
Well, and also, you know, I've played a lot of gigs with you, and I don't usually see you with a big glass of wine in between tunes. Introducing the tune, drinking wine, that's usually the club owners, you know, frowns on that a little bit. So, you know, this right. is kind of nice that you get to chill out a little bit, and then after about three or four glasses of wine, people really get to know what you're thinking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. For a whole bottle, you know. I can just drink out of the bottle. So.
That's why you don't want to do it every day. You'll create a bad habit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so everybody can check out Jim Sellers. It's jimsellersmusic.com. They can pick up this new release. Obviously, as soon as all of this nonsense ends, you will probably announce a live, you know, recording CD release, all of that good stuff. I think we were actually talking about maybe even doing something at Epiphany. But I know you were talking to the Jazz Showcase as well, so there's some different ideas there. But we'll keep everybody up to date on all of that stuff. And so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Jim Sellers Facebook page. What, at like 5 o'clock?
5:30.
5:30. All right.
And it's just a half an hour. I just do 5:30 to 6. I feel nobody's going to stick around much longer than that anyway. You know, they have me on while they're cooking dinner or whatever, and that's cool.
Jim Sellers, the realist here at Piano.
Yeah. You know, that's me. I'm a realist.
All right, man. I appreciate you jumping on, and I'm glad we could talk a little bit and promote the new recording. And, you know, and hopefully once all of this stuff ends, you know, we'll be able to see the Jim Sellers CD recording release event somewhere in person.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate you being on, and keep me posted on everything. And I'm sure we're going to have you back on, because if I'm doing a show every single day in about 60 days or so, we're going to have an update from Jim Sellers, and maybe you'll play a little bit next time.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, he's like one of those guys, man. He's like super nice guy, killer player. And, you know, I've had the honor of being able to play with him on numerous gigs, tons of gigs, and shows up early, has a great attitude, plays his ass off, and we always have a good time, and everybody's always happy. So Jim Sellers, check him out. You can check out his live performance stuff on Facebook, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as he said. And, of course, everything at jimsellersmusic.com. All right, we're going to wrap this show up. I've got to get some theme music, because I cannot play this theme music that I have, because I got dinged on Facebook because they apparently recognized the brushwork of Ed Thigpen. So I'm going to come up with something for tomorrow that will be a an original tune by some people that I have an idea of could give it to me, including Craig Pilo, who's on Friday, who's probably watching this. So I'm going to hit you up later. Maybe you can get me a theme tune or something. And, of course, if anybody has any comments, leave us questions. Hit up Amanda, but you can do that in our comments, and you can also do that through Chicago Jazz Magazine, Chicago Music Revealed. Both Facebook pages are up and running, and we're going to have our website, chicagomusicrevealed.com. It should have been live already. I don't know what's happening. We've got to look at the server on that, because we're up and running. Everything's built out. So we'll check all of that out and get back to everybody. So tomorrow we will have another exciting show with the guest is going to be confirmed shortly. And then Wednesday, we're going to have Lydia Liebman on, who's the international PR person, who's just doing incredible work with a lot of different jazz musicians and a lot of different world music, jazz, Latin, everything. We're going to talk to her. She's based out of New York, so we're going to get a perspective from her in New York. And then we're also going to talk on Thursday to Mike Steven from WGN. He's going to be on the show. We're going to talk all about his Outside the Loop radio that I had the honor of being on Saturday at 6:15 in the morning. We're going to repost that link on all the sites and up on social media here shortly, so you can hear that interview. And of course, hopefully, everybody stay safe. Everybody stay social distance. We're getting close, maybe another month, and maybe we'll be out of the woods here a little bit. Wear your mask. Use your hand sanitizer if you go out. Stay away from people. Hopefully, I'll be able to see everybody in person at some point on the scene. But until next time, I will see you tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., same channel right here. And looking forward to seeing everyone on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.